Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. We have in the studio with us Dave Glassman and Jeremy Clark from Freedom Quest. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, PJ, thank you so much for having me. And thanks to Sandy for making this happen for us.
Absolutely, Sandy Zern. Yeah. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
Sandy Zern reached out and connected with us. And, I've been in the studio quite a bit over the years. And I just really appreciate the opportunity for a 501c3 nonprofit, do good type of charity in our community to come on here and just talk about who we are and what we're going to be doing here locally.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about that arrangement of Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you that are fans of Dave Bray USA, he is a former Navy corpsman who served with Marine Corps sniper teams before 9/11. Once he got out, I would say that he was incredibly and emotionally moved by what took place on September 11, 2001, as we all were as a nation. He went on to pursue his music career, was made pretty famous, made it big time in I think the 2014 timeframe when him and his band called Madison Rising, he was the front man for that band, and they did this electric version of the Star Spangled Banner, which you heard as the lead in here. From there, they kind of had a rough road with the music industry, which is pretty typical. And now he is out on his own and has been for quite some time. Him and his wonderful wife and their two sons run the whole music business for him. He tours all over the country. He just recently opened for President Trump in a big stadium, and he sang the national anthem there. He is a absolute master at writing songs that talk about those people that sign up and write a blank check either to the American public as far as going forward and being our defenders or to our local communities to be first responders. He writes the songs that are just draw the emotional aspect out of you that say thank you for your service and your sacrifices, because those sacrifices are tremendous, as we know. Mm-hmm. As 9/11 was, you know, we lost 343 firefighters that day. Mm-hmm. We lost 72 law enforcement officers that day in 2001. We, of course, as the military, we took the baton from our first responders and we went off to war because of what happened 9/11. I don't want to get into the details about what happened. Everybody has their opinion about what actually happened. Mm-hmm. But we went off and engaged the enemy, so to speak, or so we were told. And 7,000 of us came home in body bags. 53,000 wounded in action. About 114,000 to 120,000 are dead by suicide, self-inflicted gunshot wounds typically, or overdoses on drugs, typically with opiate-based pain meds and antidepressants running through their system. And when they find the bourbon, the liquid courage, beer, whatever the alcohol is, that gives them that courage to pull the trigger 18 to 31 times a day in this nation. And it hasn't stopped. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're 24 years post 9/11, but we're still losing our veterans at that clip. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate the opportunity to kind of, you know, give us the, you know, talk about the genesis of Freedom Quest, which at its core, at its heart, it is to always remember, never forget the single most horrific event that's ever taken place on our soil in this country is 9/11. You know, Pearl Harbor, I wouldn't argue with the Greatest Generation, was a horrific event, mm-hmm. but it was a military target. And the state of Hawaii didn't become a state until 1959, long after Pearl Harbor took place. Mm-hmm. This was on our soil. And so that propelled us to start Freedom Quest on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 back in 2020. We had an amazing event back then at Pensacola State College. We had incredibly noteworthy speakers from our community, and all the first responders, military units from all over the place showed up. And we knew going into setting up Freedom Quest that it would morph, it would change, because the 21st anniversary is something less, right? The 22nd, the 23rd. And so this year we do Freedom. We've done an event each year, and this year it's morphed, like we said. It's changed into what we feel is really important within our community as we take a look at our geopolitical situation, our open borders, our, you know, shot mandates that we went through with the whole COVID nonsense. We look at the economy and inflation. We look at how things are going with censorship, how things are going with multinational corporations that are kind of integrated in with our government systems and all that. And we say, what is happening? What is happening to us as a community? And so we have this really, in terms of our loss of freedoms, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. Are we as free a people as we actually think we are here in America? Is the two-party system really working for us? And that's not just at the federal level. You know, we're not here to talk about Washington, D.C. and what goes on up there. I think pretty much your listenership's pretty much fed up with that. We're here to talk about how that stuff is affecting us here locally. Mm-hmm. And so Freedom Quest says, hey, we want to provide an environment where it's not political, it's constitutional. We're not here to talk about why we're divided, how we're divided, who is dividing us. We can't solve those problems, but we can recognize that it's impacting us locally, and we can say we need unification, we need unity, we need coming together, not divisiveness, not R against D, not conservative versus liberal. We need people to come together and not say, I'm not going to that political event because I hate politics. We all hate it for the most part, certainly the outcome of it, right? Mm-hmm. And so come together. Don't worry about what political platform you come from. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the speakers that are going to talk about some of these issues that I obviously know a little something about, and I'm not even letting you talk on your own show. Thank
That's
you very
okay.
much.
That's okay. We actually already have a question for you, too. Yeah. So.
All right.
But so I wanted you to finish your answer.
So it's a long-winded answer. I think I covered the whole gambit up front, but I really appreciate the callers. So I'm all ears for
that.
So
Dave Glassman and Jeremy Clark from Freedom Quest, our guests today. Again, if you have any questions for them, 850-437-1620, you can call or text. The question is, what is Freedom Quest locally and Music for Hero about, and how can we get involved?
Oh, man. Great question. I'm sorry. Who is the caller?
I don't have a name.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So the Music for a Hero part, those of you that have noticed, we don't separate those words and numbers, right? It's one thing. Music, the number 4, and A-H-E-R-O. And A-H-E-R-O stands for America's Heroes Enjoying Recreation Outdoors. That's the nonprofit that I've been vice president for about 15 years since I retired from the Marine Corps. And what we do there is we recognize that there's different ways to connect with our wounded and or disabled veterans and first responders. Some are really good talking about their traumatic experiences. Some are not so good. And so one of the ways we do this, besides the fishing trips and the hunting trips that we sponsor, is to do some therapy and healing through songwriting. Because a lot of times, personalities, egos, whatever it is, prevents us from discussing things that really matter, things that have really affected us, experiences that we've had in different places. And if we're not discussing those and working through them, then the other problems of life have a tendency to layer on top of them. And then we forget that at the root cause of our psychosis, if you will, is these traumatic events. And so songwriting allows for a professional singer-songwriter to be essentially locked in a room, not locked, but in a room with a veteran or first responder with the focus on the piece of paper that has the lyrics on it. So we're writing a song, and then that becomes a therapeutic process that allows for the song to be written and the singer-songwriter to get on stage and perform the song and tell the background of what the song is about.
Perfect. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at Gulf Coast Air Care. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
From one generation to the next.
Weston rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught!
He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris last night, the first time they've ever met in person, supposedly, and also, of course, the first time they debated. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about reimagining Palafox, the Escambia Children's Trust, and the proposed sports facility at Ashton-Brosnahan Park. And today is the anniversary of 9/11, the horrid terrorist attack that changed life for all of us, and we will never forget. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guests in the studio, Dave Glassman and Jeremy Clark from Freedom Quest talking about an event that is upcoming. And we were also talking a little bit off air about some of the partnerships that you have in the community and people that you wanted to maybe highlight as part of this event.
Well, we can't get away from highlighting the fact and the generosity of a Mr. John Truskoski, who is owner of Cottonmouth Customs Motorcycle Shop on the west side of town. I should know the address, but I don't. But you can't really miss it if you go out to Perdido. He also owns the Moonshine Saloon. He owns the Purple Parrot. He's doing really well in local small businesses or medium-sized businesses in his case. But this guy cares about the community, obviously. He certainly cares about the veteran population. And when he found out what we're doing with A Hero and then with Freedom Quest, he asked for a meeting. We sat in his office at Cottonmouth Customs, and he offered to give, not to wholesale, but to give A Hero and Freedom Quest a 2021 Harley Davidson custom Road Glide Ultra worth about $25,000 plus or minus. And he said, hey, let's just raffle this off and let's do something good for the veterans in this community. I said, excuse me? I mean, I've heard that before, but it's usually mostly words and emotion, but it's rarely followed with a whole bunch of show me where the money is kind of thing. And and he didn't say it. He meant it. And so, you know, I was kind of moved by that. I've raffled off 5 Harley Davidsons in the past when I was active duty, out at down at Matzik 21, and all 5 of them we had to pay the retailer back the wholesale cost. And so the amount of money that we could donate to the children's charities back in those five years was obviously far less when you're paying $20,000 for a motorcycle on a wholesale level. So. His level of generosity, John over there at Cottonmouth Customs and Moonshine Saloon, and they're also hosting the event. So that just made sense to me that we would accept the offer and the gift and then run the event, Freedom Quest 24, out at Moonshine Saloon.
Absolutely. Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about how many people you've had attend this in the past, who's all invited.
Yeah, well, who we've had in the past or how it's happened in the past was on the 20th anniversary, it was a little bit simpler from the standpoint of galvanizing the community to come together because it was the 20th anniversary. And that took place at Pensacola State College. We had Sheriff Simmons spoke eloquently. We had Judge Burgosh speak, Keith Hoskins out of Navy Federal Credit Union, and of course, the general manager of WSRE, Jill Hubbs, whose father is still missing in action in Vietnam, Commander Donald Hubbs. We had great speakers. We had great music. We had Dave Bray USA up on the 30-foot Jumbotron screen. And so all the first responders showed up. I mean, chief of police, the sheriff, both counties. We had lots of military units, their representation with some military vehicles. We probably had about 400 to 500 people total. in the parking lot outside WSRE. Again, it was a couple fire engines or fire ladder trucks with a giant flag hanging between the two. Thank you to Chief Craner over at Pensacola Fire Department and Chief Williams. And so it was a real coming together because it was the 20th anniversary. And we all know, especially in this community, that that's a day of infamy and we should never forget. Mm-hmm. So since then, it's been a little bit more smaller events and a little bit more difficult to get the word out, because I think we're a little bit different, if not a lot different, in that our goal is to be apolitical, entertainment-based, and bring people together to be exposed to these, you know, kinds of dialogue, discussions, issues that are facing us all, and have a good time doing it.
Mm-hmm. And what is the date of the event?
It's Saturday, September 21st. Kicks off at Harley-Davidson, Pensacola Harley-Davidson, with a poker run that's being put on by the Infidels Motorcycle Club. Mm-hmm. Registrations for all you riding enthusiasts and cage enthusiasts. Those of you that know what I'm talking about, you cagers that are out there driving four-wheel vehicles, please, you're welcome to kind of come along. We do ask for a $20 registration fee, and then it's a $10 per rider. That we're asking for as a donation. Those funds will be donated to A Hero. And the kickstands up, as they call it, KSU, will be at 11:15, and they'll go on a poker run that will culminate at the Moonshine Saloon. We expect all the riders to be there between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 21st, and then the stage will essentially go live somewhere before 3 o'clock, and we'll end it up sometime before 8 p.m., and we'll give away the 2021 Custom Road Glide at about 6 p.m. Please don't hold me to that, listenership, because this is not an exact science, putting up speakers, having incredibly talented Nashville singer-songwriters take the stage, demonstrating some of this music therapy with our Music for a Hero program. Mm-hmm. We got Rusty Tabor coming down from Nashville. This guy has written hits for Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, wow.
He's been supporting Music for a Hero for, I think, going on about 10 years now. He brings an incredible story of giving back to our veteran, our first responder community. He's also basically our MC on the music side of the house for the day. So if you haven't seen Rusty Tabor live, you're in for a real treat if you come out to the Moonshine Saloon this next Saturday afternoon.
And do people have to get tickets for the event?
Nope. They only have to go to freedomquest.us and purchase or donate for a $50 raffle ticket to get a chance to win that custom motorcycle. We have 1,000 tickets available, but guess what, folks? We've only sold about 140. So you're looking at a $50. Now, granted, I think we'll sell another 100 or so between now and game day. But right now, you're looking at about a 1 in 150 chance of winning that $25,000 beast. So come on out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, Dave Glassman and Jeremy Clark, our guests today, and talking about Freedom Quest on Pep Talk. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, we'll be back with more right after this.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to talk to our guests. In the studio, we have Dave Glassman and Jeremy Clark from Freedom Quest. You're talking a little bit about ticketing and how people can attend. I know you wanted to add something to that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, PJ. And our website is less than optimized right now, but it is functional, meaning if you're interested in this type of entertainment and this type of event, please go to freedomquest.us. As we said earlier, you can purchase your raffle ticket online there. You can also get raffle tickets for the bike at Cottonmouth Customs on the Gulf Beach Highway out in Pensacola, and then also at Moonshine Saloon. And so we'd love to have you visit those places that have been so generous to Freedom Quest and to A Hero. In addition to the event, to the giveaway of the bike, we'll also have first, second, third prize or runner-up prizes to the grand prize giveaway. And that'll include a brand new high-tech TV, which some people watch TV. I don't know why, but mm-hmm. There's nothing on there worth watching, in my opinion. And then we have a $500 second place runner-up cash prize and a $250 cash prize. One of the other things that we're going to be doing at the event is having silent and live auction. Mm. It turns out Dave Bray USA is a rather incredible auctioneer. It won't be a long-winded one. We'll probably just give away one or two items, but one of those will be a very nice/expensive LWRC AR-15 that has been donated by the wonderful, the illustrious, the very engaged Mr. Chris Smith, who owns Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoor up in Milton on Highway 90. And so Chris will be there. He's also one of our speakers because he is our Second Amendment advocate. And Freedom Quest, of course, is very focused on the Constitution and our Bill of Rights and protections of our First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, of course, and our Second Amendment, as well as the things like border security and election integrity and medical freedom. These are kind of the issues that we want to just touch on a national level, but bring it down to how it's affecting us locally. And then how to get engaged at the constitutional empowerment section of Freedom Quest.
So once again, that is Saturday, September 21st. If they want more details, what's the website one more time?
It's freedomquest.us. Thanks very much, PJ.
Thank you. Yes, sir.